Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out. Many thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rob Jalas being back on the show. I know Rob's back. I know I'm excited too. Rob is the president of Jalas & Associates. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, number two behind me, unless he's telling the story, and then it's the other way around. He's the author of all the important books on selling, including Customer-Centered Selling. That's got to be the Bible. And I don't know, mental agility, how to run seminars, the way of the road warrior. I mean, I've got them all stacked up here, folks, in my studio, and I can't see over the top. And he and I both, one thing we have in common is we both helped Xerox along the way back in the day. Rob, welcome back.
Oh, always good to be back. And don't forget how to change mine.
There you go. Yeah, I've got that. It's right here on top. The
all
little
right.
Cat, got the little cat and the mouse on it. Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, Rob, there was a recently America lost one of its greats. And you and I grew up watching this guy in applying his trade. And you've got some thoughts on him, don't you?
I do. I got to tell you, I took a pause yesterday when I heard that Jerry Lewis had died. And it really made me stop. I, in a sense, I kind of feel like Jerry Lewis was almost the Elvis of comedy. I mean, we've lost comedians when, you know, we lose people, but Jerry Lewis was unique in many ways. And the interesting thing, Jim, is I didn't want to take up everybody's time by just talking about what a great comedian he was. He was a smart businessman,
mm-hmm.
And I think there are lessons to be learned. I'm beginning to craft a piece for Friday, but just some of the lessons that we could learn from him as a businessman that small businesses could learn,
mm-hmm.
and take some tips from this guy.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
I'm like you. I mean, I grew up watching his movies, Lewis and Martin.
Yeah.
There was about 1,000 of those, and they were fun, and he played every different kind of character you can think of.
Every kind of monkey you could think of.
That's exactly right.
And then whatever it was, the monkey. But you know, it's funny.
But there are multiple generations,
mm-hmm.
Rob. There are multiple generations that don't remember any of those movies, but they remember him giving back.
Yeah,
that's what they remember about Jerry Lewis. And boy, what better legacy could that be?
Yeah, you know, I was Googling some of the numbers on him, and just so you know, when we say giving back, how about $1.5 billion to muscular dystrophy?
Mm-hmm.
That's 1.5. But I want to tell you, it made me laugh already because I can always tell a Jerry Lewis fan, because a Jerry Lewis fan will say, hey, do you remember when Lewis and Martin performed?
Yeah.
But in fact, they were known as Martin and Lewis.
Right.
But every Jerry Lewis fan, including me, will always say,
that's right,
Lewis and Martin.
Lewis
that's
and Martin.
How we think of them.
And they did stand-up together and movies.
Yeah. How about this? I'll give you a number, and anybody listening, you know, I read something that said they were the greatest of their generation or of their decade. That's really not true. It goes deeper than that. How about this? Simultaneously, they were number one on television with the Colgate Comedy Hour. At the exact same time, Dean Martin had the number one record.
Mm-hmm.
At the exact same time, they were number one in the nightclubs at the 500 Club in the Copacabana. At the exact same time, they were number one on radio. And at the exact same time, they were number one on screen. With Jumping Jacks. So
yeah.
Five
wow.
different things. Number four, Jim, Who in the world is ever going to command all five at the same time?
No one's ever done that before.
No, and they never will again. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the, you know, that's the, so for those who are just sort of waking up going, who is this guy? He's worth Googling. By the way, that's only 10 years of their career that we're talking about right now.
Now, if you don't like slapstick, if you don't like goofiness, if you don't like just getting out of all your troubles and laughing, having a belly laugh over somebody acting silly, then don't go watch this.
Right. You probably want to steer clear.
And stay away from me too, by the way.
Right.
I don't want to be around you, do you, Rob? if you don't like stuff like that, go somewhere else.
And you know, for those who are listening also, just remember this. If the goofiness bothers you, how about as a business person, an innovator?
Yeah.
Because Jerry Lewis was one of the first people who wrote, starred, and directed his movies.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and let Rob continue on this thing. We're celebrating Jerry Lewis.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.